inches away from the outstretched hands.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Pop in the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. When Eli Manning was traded for in 2004 after being drafted number one overall by the San Diego Chargers, Giants general manager Ernie Accorsi had a conviction. Eli had that it factor. After leading the Giants to the playoffs in 2005 and 2006, Eli and the rest of the Giants were at a bit of a crossroads in 2007. But his pedigree shined through in leading the Giants to the franchise's third Super Bowl championship. The 2007 season is one of the most memorable in Giants history, but Eli Manning and Big Blue would have to endure some growing pains on the road to championship glory.
I think there's a lot of pressure on everybody to step up. I was going into my fourth year. You know, we had had a team that had been together for a few years since Coughlin came in as the head coach. And even though we'd made the playoffs, the 2 years prior, had won a game in the playoffs, you know, weren't a dominant team. And so Coach Coughlin was trying to figure out a way to get some of the young guys to step up. Chris Knee and myself and guys who've been around those 3-4 years. Strahan was always going to be a leader, but Tiki was leaving. You know, a few vet guys were leaving, so he wanted some of the young guys to step up.
In an effort to build more cohesiveness, the Giants head coach made the wise decision to form a leadership council.
You know, not everything was coming, from Coach Coughlin telling everybody what to do. Some of it now, it was still his team, it was still his way, but he was telling a few of the, select guys, things we wanted to get done, and now the players were getting Coach Coughlin's message to the other players and spreading it down. And so, we took a little bit more control of some of the leadership stuff, and it helped us, give ourselves a voice and confidence that we needed to step up not only vocally, but just in our preparation and everything to lead that team.
Eli and the Giants would start the season in Dallas against a high-octane Cowboys team.
Manning back, deep drop, looking deep down the middle. He's got flexible burst, wide open, makes the catch at the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's in for the touchdown!
The Dallas game was a shootout and, hung in there with them for a while. And, obviously they were a good team that year.
Almost deep drop back to pass, has done. Fastball over the middle, wide open Owens. Makes the catch, pulls out of a tackle. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Terrell Owens.
And Dallas has the victory. And back to the drawing board for the Giants.
Green Bay, have them week two end up being another great team. And so played two tough teams. Going to Washington that third game, we're down at halftime, but the second half we get some big plays.
Manning takes the snap, blitz is on, he throws it left, he's got first, makes the stand, cuts right to the 20, to the 15.
Plaxico catches a little slant for a touchdown, we take the lead.
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Plaxico Burris! The Giants have come back from a 17-3 halftime deficit, and they now have a 24-17 lead.
And then, all of a sudden, Washington starts driving. Our defense gets a huge goal line stand.
Fourth and goal at the one. Redskins need a touchdown to tie. Takes the snap. Handoff left for Fast, and he's tripped up and stopped short. Giants stops him on fourth and goal. And they're going to win the ball game.
The Giants may have saved their season with a stirring victory against their NFC East rivals, the Washington Redskins.
That was huge. That was huge just for the morale of the team and just knowing that, hey, right there, we had a chance to go 0-3, and we kind of hung in there, and we fought back, and we found a way to win that football game, and that was really kind of the theme for the rest of the year. Hey, it might not be easy, but we're going to find a way to kind of gut out some of these games and find a way to win these games.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, and the 10-year anniversary of the 2007 championship season, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning and the 10-year anniversary of the 2007 championship season, presented by New York Presbyterian. After a season-saving victory in Week 3 against Washington, Eli Manning and the Giants would get back on track, winning their next six games.
Play fake, Manning the throw, has time, slings one left for Burris, who makes the catch for a touchdown! What a catch by Plaxico Burris!
Led by their young quarterback, the Giants were also in the midst of a record-setting streak of road wins.
We knew whatever circumstances, whatever the conditions were, we could find a way to win. It didn't always happen at home, but on the road, we were tough. And that's a good quality to have. And for that year, we rode with it.
In Week 8, the Giants went on their longest road trip of the season to London, England, where Eli showed off his wheels.
Manning's going to roll to his left. Manning's going to run to the five. Manning to the goal line. Touchdown, Eli Manning! A rushing touchdown for Eli.
And it wasn't too many times Eli ran the ball, period. I think his longest run of the year was in London. I think it was Jason Taylor. It was the longest 10 yards ever to get to the pylon.
That nasty game in London when Eli ran that 7-yard touchdown run in. To the left. It took him about 22 seconds to run 7 yards, right? How long did it take him? It was the longest touchdown run I've ever seen. I was like, there goes Eli. He's to the five. He's to the two.
The Giants would be back on the road in Week 16, needing a win at Buffalo to ensure a playoff berth.
You know, Buffalo's terrible weather. We got down early in the game. We kind of fought back just to get it, somewhat close, but it was tough. Rain, wind, snow, sleet, we kind of had it all.
It's like the Bills cued the rain and wind.
With the game hanging in the balance in the fourth quarter, Manning and the Giants would get a much-needed lift from their rookie running back, Ahmad Bradshaw.
Sure enough, we got the ball in our own 20 and, called a run play.
Hand off Bradshaw, up the middle, finds a crease, up to the 20, 25, 30, it's a foot race.
And Ahmad, takes it to the house.
Bradshaw to the 40, to midfield. No one's going to get the rookie out of Marshall.
It cuts back left, outruns everybody.
30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Ahmad Bradshaw. 88 yards for the rookie.
And we win that game to clinch a spot in the playoffs.
Congratulations, gentlemen. 10 wins and in. That's a great job, man. Terrific job.
To rest or not to rest, that is the quandary facing Tom Coughlin's Giants. With nothing to be gained in the playoff standings, do they sit their starters or do they go for the big win against the Patriots and the momentum that would provide going into the playoffs?
They're very talented, I think. Definitely Strahan should take the weekend off. I'd rest them. I know that. Coughlin, if you're listening, definitely rest those guys.
Coach Coughlin came in and said, we're playing everybody and we're playing to win. And that was all I had to say.
Pretty cool scene inside of Giants Stadium as the New England Patriots try to become the first team since the 72 Dolphins to go through a regular season undefeated.
Right off the get-go, first series hit Plaxico on a deep post route. We go and score and kind of set the tone for the game.
Manning pumps, throws one right into the end zone. Caught by Burris on the sideline. Touchdown! What a throw by Manning.
Offensively gave us some confidence. We can still move the ball. We can score. We can do some things.
Back to pass goes Brady. Feels some pressure, and he's going to get sacked back at the 39-yard line.
The Patriots' perfect season is very much in jeopardy.
Played them tough. Had the lead for a while. They fought back and regained the lead, but played the best team in the NFL right down to the wire, to the fourth quarter, to the last plays of the game.
Well, if they play like they played tonight, the New York Giants can make some hay in the NFC playoffs.
As the postseason got underway, Eli and the Road Warrior Giants would pick up right where they left off, giving the Buccaneers all they can handle in the NFC wildcard game.
Manning back to throw, looks right, throws it for Jacobs, makes the catch at the five, into the end zone for the touchdown. Manning back to throw. Pumps, looks, fires right for Toomer in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. That'll do it. The New York Giants have come to Tampa and defeated the Buccaneers 24-14.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, and the 10-year anniversary of the 2007 championship season presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, and the 10-year anniversary of the 2007 championship season presented by New York Presbyterian.
Eazy-E, probably the most consistent person I've ever seen. He gets here the same time every day, does the same things every day, and that's probably one of the reasons why he's one of the most successful quarterbacks to ever play the game.
After Eli Manning and the Giants lost to the Cowboys twice during the 2007 regular season, the stage was set in the playoffs for the highly anticipated third meeting between Big Blue and Big D.
Dallas was playing great football, and they had won the NFC East and had played well all season. It's just a game where we hit a couple big plays. Hit a curl route to Amani Toomer, and he turns it up the sideline.
Sheds the tackle, look down the left sideline, 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Amani Toomer, 52 yards for the franchise's all-time leading receiver.
The Cowboys would storm back with two touchdowns in the second quarter, but with less than a minute to play in the first half, Eli Manning would make the most of the time he had left.
I do think that they need to be aggressive here. You know, there's still plenty of time on the clock. They've got two timeouts. I think if they're able to come away with any kind of points here before the half, that would be huge.
Manning out of the shotgun set. Manning back to throw, has time, lobs one right, and it's caught by Steve Smith at midfield. What a catch by the rookie.
You know, we get a drive right before halftime, get a two-minute drive. We drive down there, hit Amani Toomer over the middle for another touchdown.
Manning calling signal. Takes the snap, back, looks over the middle for Toomer, makes the catch, touchdown Amani Toomer. So the Giants go 71 yards here in the final minute of the half, and suddenly Texas Stadium is quiet.
And then second half, defense is playing great, was getting after Tony pretty good. They're getting some pressure on him.
A blitz from the Giants, Romo's in trouble, and goes down.
Romo on a play fake, he's back to throw, he's going to roll to his right, gets hit, gets sacked back at the 38-yard line.
In a back-and-forth battle, the divisional playoff would be decided on the game's final drive.
Giants trying to pull off the upset. High drama in Big D. Here we go, 4th and 11 at the Giants 23, 16 seconds to go. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw, has time to the end zone, intercepted by the Giants. Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone. R.W. McQuarters.
Way to go, R.W. What a play.
On the road, you know, in a division, playing a great team, but we stepped up and found a way to win.
And the New York Giants have knocked off the number one seed in the NFC, and they win the ball game 21-17.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever in Lambeau Field, minus 1 degree with a wind chill of minus 23.
Obviously cold, you know. We went out there with Toomer and Plaxico to warm up a couple hours before the game. Usually it's we're out there 25 minutes kind of stretching and going through our routine. I think we lasted about 6 minutes maybe. And so y'all warm, y'all loose? They're like, yeah, we're good, we're good.
As the game got underway, Eli's teammate in the backfield would land a crushing shot on the Giants' very first offensive play from scrimmage.
Brandon Jacobs ran the defender over.
Brandon definitely sent the message. We were here to play, and we weren't worried about it being cold, and you know we were going to be physical, and so we were going to run the ball. And he started off, Charles Woodson, stepping up and trying to take Brandon Jacobs high on a tackle is never a good idea, and it was a great way to start the game.
Jacobs' run ignited the Giants' offense, and despite the sub-zero conditions, Eli Manning and Plaxico Burress would put on a clinic, connecting all night long.
Manning from the gun, back to throw, zips one left, Burress has it on the run at the 40, and knocked down at the 47-yard line as he beat Al Harris on the slant.
Looks right, throws right, looking for Burress, who makes the catch over the defender at the 35-yard line. He went hand-to-hand with Al Harris, and he beat him.
Plaxico on Al Harris, he was automatic. He was winning that one-on-one matchup, and we must have, if he had he had 11 catches, I'd say 8 of them were on that same route. It was just throwing kind of old-school hitch routes.
They looked like they were in the backyard, slinging it around.
Manning takes back to throw. He wings it over the right side, and he's got Burress again! He turned around Al Harris.
So I hit a bunch of those at Plaxico, hit one to Amani Toomer down the left sideline. Great toe tap.
It's minus 24 degrees wind chill. And this guy is gripping it and throwing it. And this kid's catching it. Plaxico catches 11 balls.
You got Bart Starter, the legendary Brett Favre, young Eli. That game, more than anyone too, I think, in that playoff, was his defining moment.
But after Lawrence Tynes missed two opportunities to put the Giants ahead in the fourth quarter, Eli would have to watch from the sideline as the kicker got one more chance to win the game in overtime.
You know, he missed two. I knew it was going to be long, and just waiting. Hopefully, he can make this one.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards to kick the Giants to the Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl.
Sure enough, knocks it in, and know we're going to the Super Bowl.
It was the best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be, going against the great legend in minus 23 degree weather. And that's when I literally looked and said, the boy is now a man.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, and the 10-year anniversary of the 2007 championship season presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, and the 10-year anniversary of the 2007 championship season presented by New York Presbyterian.
Quiet assassin. Easy. There's not a lot of quarterbacks in the world that can carry the last name Manning and play in New York City and deal with everything he's dealt with throughout his career and take it on the chin and go to the next play, the next game, like he has.
February the 3rd, 2008, at stake the Vince Lombardi Trophy, the New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
We felt good. We felt, you know, we'd played in the last game of the season and played them right to the wire and felt we could go out there and win this football game, even though not many other people were giving us a chance. And we didn't care what the records were. We knew that we could, you know, make a few changes and beat them the second time.
Brady back to throw. Steps up. Back again. Back at the 15-yard line.
Brady took another hit. He is getting rattled.
We've been playing well during the playoffs. Defense has been playing outstanding. Offensively, we've been doing our part, you know, running the football, finding completions, holding on to the ball. Don't turn the ball over.
Play fake. Manning to throw to the end zone. Touchdown. David Tyree on the post. And the Giants have the lead with 11:05 to go in the ball game.
Manning's touchdown pass would put the Giants ahead early in the fourth quarter. But in a classic battle, the Patriots would strike right back.
Brady takes the snap. Back to throw. Lobs one right for Moss. Touchdown. The Patriots have the lead with 2:42 to go.
Trailing by 4 points, Eli Manning would need to mount a game-winning drive. And what happened next is now considered one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw, under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it, still fights out of it, now throws it deep downfield. Tyree makes the catch. What a play by Manning. What a catch by Tyree.
I'm running a post route over the top, so by the time I break out my post, he's under duress.
They got a hold of me, but they're just, I'm kind of in a little panic. I think this isn't good, but they just never pulled me down. Fought out of it, I rolled right, kind of saw Tyree, I saw one other guy, ended up being Rodney Harris there, but I just figured, you know, I got to give this a shot.
And as soon as he let go of the ball, I was like, what is he doing? And I'm like, no, don't throw it.
He fires the ball down the middle of the field, which normally you do not do that.
No, not the middle of the field.
From there, it was like chariots of fire, you know. Music going on in the background, and you're just locked in on that ball. And, you know, for me, all I remember is, you know, going up to high point it.
You know, David just makes an unbelievable catch. Just, you know, just the fight, and, you know, he's getting pulled on. He's falling down.
It is caught by Tyree.
When he caught the ball, game's over.
First and 10 at the 13. 39 seconds to go. Giants down by 4.
He called a play. And Eli grabs me right before I break the huddle. He says, hey, man, they get single, I'm throwing it.
We had Plaxico one-on-one, and, you know, there was no doubt where I was going. I was throwing it high in the corner end zone and let him make a play.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. The ball's coming.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left.
You know, he lets it go. I make a move on Ellis Hobbs, and I just run clean by him. And I see the ball up, and I turned 360 degrees, and it was like.
First is wide open, touchdown Giants, in the left corner of the end zone.
You know, that ball just seemed to hang up there in the end zone forever. And just, I was like, things got to come down. Hurry up and get down, and sure enough, it did.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
You're running around, you know, seeing all your teammates and Strahan and, you know, hugging everybody, and then about to go on the podium, and you're kind of away from all the chaos for a second, and you just take a moment to realize what just occurred, you know, that we won a Super Bowl. It kind of all sinks in at one moment, what you just accomplished and how special it is. You know, he was just, you know, proud of his little brother going out there and winning a championship. Heard the phrase Canyon of Heroes and heard about a parade. And, you know, I grew up in New Orleans. I'd been to Mardi Gras. I'd seen some parades. I thought, no, I hadn't seen anything like this. And just rows and rows of people, and the confetti falling down, people hanging out of buildings, and just the amount of excitement. And it was beyond anything I could imagine. It was an unbelievable feeling.
Eli Manning got to achieve something that kids grow up thinking about. Down late in a Super Bowl and throwing that game-winning touchdown pass. The Super Bowl MVP. The parade. The Giants Stadium celebration. Capping off a spectacular year for number 10. And Eli wasn't finished, because in 2011, he'd get a chance to beat the Patriots again and win another Super Bowl MVP. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Pop in the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com.